The first thing is our intention is to be correct. The reality is here, one is to become Hafiz al Quran. But more than becoming Hafiz al Quran, you're going to become lovers of Quran. You become lovers of Quran. When a boy loves something, it becomes his hobby, isn't it? His hobby, he loves it. When he loves something, he can't leave it out. He has to spend time with the thing every day. Whether it's cell phone, whether it's some game, right? Whether it's fishing, whether it be football, whatever it is, he has a passion. So that hobby becomes a passion. When you have a normal cricketer, he plays cricket now and then. When you have a professional cricketer, when you see him, what do you see? There's cricket in motion right now. So you want to become this professional Quran recitors, lovers of Quran. Once a boy becomes half of the Quran, that is calling Yusuf Imran. When he has a passion for Quran, then you call him Hafiz Imran. Hafiz Yusuf, Hafiz Muhammad. Because you can see this is Quran Sharif. So when you come to the madrasa to become Hafiz of Quran, we come here with the intention, yet I may be a lover of Quran. I want to love my Quran Sharif. I want to love reciting Quran Sharif. So it become my passion. In my spare time, well, you know we carry Quran the whole day. Right, but at least if I'm not reading Quran, I'm missing the Quran Sharif. There was a Hafiz in Cape Town, Hafiz Abadi Rahmatullahi. One of our senior ustaz in Durban, on the Maghdasa. He says he lives from 1978, I think. I sent him to this. So he became a Hafiz of Quran in Cape Town, Hafiz Abadi Rahmatullahi. So he says that Hafiz Abadi Rahmatullahi, his entire day should be in teaching Quran, listening to Quran Sharif. On Sundays, when there was no Yips class, then he used to sit with his own Quran Sharif, and every Sunday he used to make one Quran Khatam. Every Sunday, one Quran Khatam. The family used to tell him, you went to the park, you went for picnic, you went shopping, see, y'all carry on. I got my Quran Sharif. When he used to get tired, like how you have a passion, you have a hobby. When you get tired, you sit in the bed with your cell phone, or the Game Boy, whatever it is now. Right, or your book, whatever it may be. So when he used to get tired also, he used to sit with his Quran Sharif on the bed and just read his Quran verse. But that Sunday the family went out. When they returned late in the afternoon, they found him on his bed with the Quran on his chest. And he passed away like that. The Quran on his chest. It was love for Quran Sharif. Allah Ta'ala give us love like that. I love my Quran, I would read it every day. But then now every day, Ustaz has to ask me, you learned your sabak. Last time, how long you said? How much you learn? Your mother is behind you, your father is behind you, whether you read your Quran, you didn't read your Quran Sharif. The love has to come in my heart, Ya Allah, you accepted me to learn Quran, give me the true love of Quran. But what the Quran wants from me, Ya Allah, make me like the Quran Sharif. Nabi Ali Salatu Salam, they say his akhlaq was the Quran. Quran was the akhlaq. So we are special people right now. See, very important for us. For the students of Kitabs, for the students of Quran Sharif, we are very, very special people. We are not like the boys outside. Those are different and we are different. It's a big difference. And we have an understand that we are different. Like you see, the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what do you call them? The Sahaba, radiyallahu anhum. We all agree they are very special people, isn't it? Absolutely special. Nobody can match them. There's mention about Sahaba radiallahu anhum that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looked into the hearts of mankind. And Allah chose these people and these hearts for the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These will be the special ones. They will write Quran, they will be the scribes of wahi. So they are the special ones, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. They were chosen. Then Allah had a system. Allah had a system that first they were chosen to preserve the Quran. Inna alina jama'ahu wa Quran. Ayya qara'anahu fattabi' Qur'ana. Thumma inna alayna bayana. Three things. Allah mentions in Quran Sharif. Inna alayna jama'ahu wa Quran. Allah said, verily, it's our responsibility to gather the Quran together. To put the Quran together where? In the hearts of the Kuffars. Listen, Allah says our responsibility. that you will gather the Quran together in the hearts of the kuffars. And then, the Quran, Allah will enable them to recite the Quran. Allah will choose the Qurra, the Qaris, to preserve the different dialects of Quran. ثُمَّ لِتَأْخِيرُ ثُمَّ إِنَّ عَلِيْنَا بَيَانَ. Then Allah says, ثُمَّ, in every zaman and period of time, it's our responsibility to make bayan of the Quran, tafsir of the Quran, and the tongues of ulama according to the time. So the first promise is, Allah says, I will preserve the Quran in the hearts of the kuffars. How is that going to happen now? So just as Allah Ta'ala looked at the hearts of the people and chose the Sahaba, in every period of time, Allah will look at the hearts of the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah will choose the youngsters from that house, from this house, from this house. We are chosen ones. We get chosen now for the local football team, we get so excited. Like we're chosen. Right? Or some competition, or some speech contest, or something like that. We feel so proud. Even our mothers also. Sometimes now we get chosen from some Spaza soccer team, and you score some own goals. Right, it became in the local paper, the last page. Mother will cut that article, I'll put it in the fridge. Boro poiro. My son was chosen for the local soccer team. Right, how proud she is. How proud we should be, Allah chose me. How proud our parents should be, Allah Ta'ala chose my son from my house. Right, and every night, whether it be the Alim boys also, they're making takrar and mutala, or you're learning sabak every night, when you're sitting to read Quran Sharif, to learn the sabak ahead. Now you don't know the page. You have a nerdy desert. Now you're sitting. And now you start reading. And you start reading. Right? And one line now, you're reading over and over again, over and over again. In reality, what is happening? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with his qalam, with his pen of wahi, Allah is writing the line on your heart. Allah is writing the line on your heart. Because your heart is special. Allah Ta'ala chose your heart to preserve his speech. That was the president for some speech contest. I want to become a spokesman for Allah Jalla Jalla, for the Creator, for Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Alright? So Allah Ta'ala is writing on your heart every night. Understand now, when you are sitting. That's why when the boy is reading Quran Sharif and making takrar, etc., you can't put cell phone over there. And you have one eye in the Quran, one eye in the cell phone now. Right? But this is, if you learn your sabak, you get the cell phone. Right, the weekend will come, right now you can do this. One boy was taking Quran door imtihan. You'll have Quran door imtihan? Exams for Quran door? Right? So one boy was taking Quran door imtihan by one ustaz. So as he's reading his Quran, he starts, and ustaz is sitting here. The wall was in front of him, boy was sitting here. So he started, a'udhu bismillah, reading. And all of a sudden he went blank. Happens in this. Go blank sometime. Why? What do you say? I knew it, but I went blank. So the Fatiha, you go blank. Because you know you don't go blank. What do you say? No, I knew it, but I went blank. It means you didn't know it. You know it, you don't go blank. Alright? So he was reading Quran, taking him imtihan. Looking at the wall, he's reading, and all of a sudden he went blank. But the ustaz was taking his imtihan, he's saying, wait. That you're looking anyway. Then he came out of his trance. But what happened to you? They were mark on. So where you were? He said, no, just my thoughts were just scattered. No, where you went? What happened? He said, no, last night my father, yesterday he bought that one new game, some FIFA 20 something, I don't know what it was there. And I did finish the game last night. And so as I was reading Quran now, I started choosing my players for the team. Whole mind was gone. See how he captured his heart. How he captured his heart, his mind was gone. That's why you see we would have loved the Quran. When I'm reading at night, so Allah is writing on my heart one line. That's why my heart has to be pure and clean. My heart has to be pure and clean. I can't have any of the thoughts in my mind. Especially the half of the Quran, because one day you're going to send on the Musalla. You are the future Imams. You are the future Imams. The future Imam, where you must stand in the Masjid? Right in the back? You can have two lengths here. You must follow his Imam. How his Imam is dressed as how he must be. How his Imam reads Namaz as how he must read Namaz. So he must be there. He's only training now to do the imamah. Then he's different, this boy. Because he'll be on the musalla one day. He'll become the imam of the ummah. So we are different altogether. We have to understand that we are different. Our language is different. But you know that you find the chore. You know the chore, right? What's the chore? The thief. Where you find the thief? But there's money, right? There's something valuable. That's where the thief is. We need to steal. So Shaitan also is a thief. So where do you think he hangs around? In the schools. Where? The madrasa. Right? They make you not learn. They make you lazy. And the worst, they make you a bully. Bully the other boys. That's the worst thing. That should never happen. As a half of the Quran, I don't bully anybody. And it becomes very common in the madrasa. Where the bigger boys will bully the younger boys. Right? They whip the lighty little boys. Hey, make him like that. Put his shoes on, he gave him one shot like that. His ears level, he do like that. Could you talk more? He gave him to clubs. But the boy is dead. He knows his sabak, he forgot his sabak. They said the akhlaq of Quran Sharif. The akhlaq of the Quran Sharif is to be soft, to be humble, to be pious, not to bully anybody. And how to be with the ustaz also. So very importantly for us now. Then you see in the morning when you come to read your Quran Sharif, and you read it with the ustaz, and suddenly now you forgot that ayat. Right, what the office boy will do? Where he looks? When you can't get the ayat, where you looking? You know your eyes go like this. Hey, wait, it's coming, it's coming. Where is coming from? The breeze is going to come. So where the Quran is taught, then you got the ayat all of a sudden. So where the Quran is? I put you a scan, take you for a scan, and scan your entire body. Right, would you find any Aliyah Bada sign in your brain? Or in the heart? The way it is. Because your heart now is connected to the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You're connected there. Not to some football team, or some hobby. You're connected to Madina Sharif. From there to Jibreel, from there to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is your connection. That is the road that you are taking. Because we are different altogether. You see? So everything is there in the heart. But the alim boy is also very important. Right? When you said to Munifadu Bakki Sahib, he mentioned, he said, Munifadu Sahib, if I run the Darul Uloom, then I will give 50% marks for practical namaz, wuzu and tahara, and 50% for the parcha, for the paper. So I asked Munifadu Sahib, why? He said, he's a boy, he's writing paper for Aqeedah, for Quran Tarjuma. He's writing a paper for Quran Tarjuma, but he didn't learn properly his Quran translation. So Ustaz put there, إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعٌ بَصِيرٌ ترجمة كيجي translate. The boy didn't learn it properly. They're checking that boy's paper. What he wrote here. For verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all hearing, all seeing. So they really copied the answer. Verily Allah is all hearing, all seeing. And he passed it 100%. So the paper got 100%, but for his aqidah and belief, he didn't pass. So what he copied? Allah is all seeing. But he passed. He passed or he failed? He failed, why? He's copying. Which he's not supposed to copy. What do you copy? Allah is all seeing. Allah is seeing where I'm copying still. They say I passed 100%. The reality, he failed. So how to bring our Quran, our ilm into practice? Right? Into we are becoming half, we are becoming ulama. We asked ourselves this morning, Fajr time when I woke up as a student of deen, how many sunnahs were in my life this morning? When I wake up in the morning, even the kitab goes also. One is learning the ilm of deen, and one is being executing it. We are different boys. When I woke up in the morning for Fajr, what was the first sunnah when you wake up in the morning? What must you do? Read dua. I ask ourselves, how many of us read the dua when you woke up? Number one. Number two, sunnah. These Ali boys can answer, but. Right? A few sunnahs, inshallah. Rub your eyes with your palms. How many of us rub our eyes? Number three, miswak in the mouth. Alright, all powerful sunnats. I'm a student of deen. So one is a knowledge of deen, and one is deen. I have the knowledge of deen, right? But is deen in my life? Big difference. One is, I got the knowledge, but the knowledge is not coming into my life. For me to become aware. Now from the morning till now, all the sunnahs of the morning, how much of that is coming to my life? Then I can gauge now whether I passed or I didn't pass. I woke up, read my dua, rub my eyes, put this rock in my mouth. Then after that, what I'll do? Then I'll enter the bathroom or toilet. Which leg?
Left
leg. What's the dua before that? Oh, you're missing something. Bismillah. Bismillah, ya Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubuthi wal-khaba'ith. Then I enter the toilet. What I'll do after that? Wash my hands. You should not wash your hands before I go to the toilet. We do all of that, right? Inshallah. Then I go relieve myself. Then I make my wudu. Then miswak again. And there's du'as to be read in between. Then I make niyat for the day. So one is I have the knowledge of deen, and then knowledge comes into my life. Then my sunnahs for Fajr Salah. Right? How I read my sunnahs for Fajr Salah? What surah to read? Surah Kafirun, Surah Ikhlas. And then those are the bigger ones. Am I getting my salah with the first self at the Takbir al-Ula? Nobody likes to be behind. You want to be in front. But namaz also. I want to be in front. In the first self. What Takbir al-Ula? I want the full reward, the full marks. This is now Quran is coming in my life and my knowledge is coming into my life. Now, you see the barakat in your knowledge. You see the barakat in your ilm. Oh Allah Ta'ala will open your heart for Quran Sharif. Allah will open your heart for kitabs and for ulum. Hikmat, Allah may show this hikmat and wisdom, is when you make amal upon, when you practice upon your knowledge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless you with knowledge that you don't even know about. May Allah give you hikmat and wisdom. So mashallah, you'll become kuffars, the kitab boys are here also. Right? So how this entire Quran can come into my life, ilm come into my life, as I explained to you now, it's very important that we have to clean our hearts every day. What we speak, what we see, the adab and the respect for the Quran Sharif, adab and respect for our asatiza, this all contribute now to the barakat in our knowledge. So it's very important. Our hearts stay clean, our minds, our eyes. Nowadays we know the amount of haram is around us. Right? Now this is very, very important. You see, when it comes to our homes, is there any effort to make the house dirty? Any effort? Get dirty every day. Car, you have to make it dirty. It gets dirty. Madrasa also gets dirty. But now the house, does the mother clean the house once a month? Once a week? Then? Every day. Then the car, how many times do you wash it? Once a month, once a year? Once a week at least? Car gets washed and cleaned. Well, you see what the condition is? Bathroom toilet? Every day. Kitchen, every day. So these things, there's no effort to make it dirty. It gets dirty. And anybody likes dirt? You don't like dirt. Right? You don't like dirt. You like clean bathroom, clean toilet. Right? Kitchen also is clean. Some of us with OCD, we're very fussy. If my younger brother drank from that glass of water, I use a glass. It's dirty. I won't use his glass. Some people have that, isn't it? Because they don't nakhras, the kalaba or the way it is. They don't use the same glass. Somebody eat from that plate, I won't eat from that plate. Somebody drank from that cup, I won't drink from that. Or he used a certain spoon, no, no, give me a clean spoon. I won't use the same, I'm so clean I am. I am so clean. I'm very aware of my cleanliness. I'm very fussy. Okay? What about the heart? What do you think? The heart gets dirty? Huh? We can feel it. Can't feel it. you can say your heart is clean. But we don't feel it, is it? If it's cold outside, you feel the cold. If it's hot, you feel the heat. Or if the sin around me, I feel the heat of the sin. Something is wrong, isn't it? Thermostat is not working. Thermometer is not working. I'm learning Quran, I'm learning kitabs, or something not right inside. Like I know that everything is dirty around me, and I don't like dirt. So I gotta check now, how clean is my tongue? How clean is my eyes? How clean are my thoughts? How clean is my heart? I must really think about it. Is it really clean? But I can tell you, mine is not clean. What effort are we making to keep it clean? We're making an effort. First of all, we don't know whether it's dirty. We can't clean it. What's the effort to make it clean? There's something else. That is where we're going to go to our asatiza. Go to our mashaykh and Allah. Go out in the path of Allah. Allah Ta'ala has kept a system to keep the heart clean. When the heart is clean, then the Quran will come. Then the knowledge will come, the nur of ilm will come into the heart. But I haven't realized right now that I've got a problem inside. I've got a problem inside. Once a boy is baligh already of age, he's already of age. What age you become baligh? 15, 14. Shams me ikhtilaf hai. Huh? Who didn't give me the answer? Alimbuls? Kitab boys are there. They can answer, but.
Come here.
15. That's now the solar calendar or the lunar?
Lunar.
The lunar. So the solar calendar then? 14 years, 6 months, and 2 weeks. So very, very 14, 6, 2. Usually the boy follow now, January, February. So once you have 14 years, 6 months, and 2 weeks, now you're up. What do you see in Devon? It's a Bali now. What is the Arabic word? You know that? Fahada ba'li sheikha. Fahada kitab was it held. Fahada ba'li sheikha. Comes in Quran. Don't say no, eh? These days you can't say no. Which part are you from? All the computers are working. Fahada ba'li sheikha. Which part are you? 12 para, mashallah. Which quarter? Fourth quarter. Which quarter?
Second quarter.
How many pages before the half?
One
page. The very greatest. The mother shall be had. Wala qajat rasulana. Ibrahim, Adutam. The picture? Ramadan coming. So therefore, man, this is what you should feel in your heart. Allah is my heart. It's not clean, I will make an effort to clean my heart. When a boy becomes baligh, he's already an adult. In the Western world, secular world, school world, what they say, he's still small. You can't get ID still. You can't get a smart card, only when you're 16. Alright, and you only can drive when you're 18. But by 13 years old, you can drive already, isn't it? He said when your father is serving him, he said, I can drive. I'm 13. You can't see the robot, so you can drive. But he said, I can drive. Right. So already my boy is 15 years. Ramadan is coming now. Ramadan is coming now. Now my boy is already baligh. And he said, my mother didn't give me up for seri. So I'm not keeping roza. I'm not fasting. Is that it? Who's responsibility to wake up for seri? Yours or your mother's? We're a man already. Namaz, whose responsibility? Your father? My father didn't take me for Namaz, so I didn't read. No, I'm already of age. Now the secular world, schooling world, saying, no, you're still small. You're only 14, you're only 13, you're only 16, you're still young. Right? You're still going to get smart ID, then you're going to get this thing. Then, soon you become an adult then. Long time for them now. But as by the time you're 15, or before that also, the signs are there of guru, maybe you're an adult. I have to become mature. I have to understand my heart has to be clean. Quran has to come into my heart. One alim was saying, he says, sometimes I park by the robot and the car comes next to me and the music is on. The music, but I'm not listening to it. It's just that it's on this, I close my window. He says, just a little bit I hear of that music, I can actually feel from my heart that one ayat of my door is becoming weak. Sometimes it's disappearing. Because his door is so solid, his heart is so clean, he can feel it. Now can we feel it? Body shows. And a person is living in dirt, and he put more dirt as he feel it. He's already dirty. Doesn't really feel it. So we can imagine now how far we are. And how much I can feel in my heart. Till I can feel the beauty and the love of Quran in my heart. I can feel the knowledge coming into my body. I can feel the closeness to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So how much I have to clean my heart and keep it clean. That's why my language has to be careful. What I'm speaking. And more when I got Quran in my hands. When I got the Quran in my hands, they can't speak anything. I can't leave the Quran anywhere. Sometimes the boys easily forget the Quran on the wall. I leave my cell phone there. I will leave it in the back of the car also. Overnight. I will take out my cell phone from there. The Quran, I leave it there. I'll leave my kitabs. But if my heart is clear, I understand the value of it. So a few things you have to get right. What we speak, how we speak, what we're looking at, very important. What we are looking at. My friend is looking at the wrong thing, telling it's not right. I don't look at this thing, I look at Quran Sharif. I look at my kitabs. Because I need the nur of Quran to come into my heart. So what we speak, what we look at, what we listen to. How this boy cannot listen to music? It doesn't mix movies, series, life. And all these things, do mix with Quran Sharif. Our ustaz, my ustaz, when I spent the size of Allah barakatuhu, he's teaching this in 1978, still teaching this. But it was his miracle, karamat, that him not being a hafiz of Quran made hundreds of boys hafiz of Quran without being a hafiz. I still teach him. Mawlana's eldest, Mawlana's son, is Qari Yunus Desai. You know him? He teaches Qiraat in Darul Mazar. That's the night, he started his son. So he would say, when the boys will learn their work, he's very frustrated. He said, Allah Ta'ala gave me the ability, I will cut your heart open, take one small Quran, put it inside, and put a lock on it. The Quran doesn't come up. So when we can come with what your boys do, he said, yeah, I come Monday, and then I will start all again fresh with you. That was his desire. Ya Allah, keep the Quran in the boys' heart. So what we speak, what we look at, what we're listening to, we are different. Allah Ta'ala has chosen our hearts for Quran Sharif. So we are different. What we listen to is very important. That we listen to the correct things. Haram things we can't listen to. We can't. If we have a dam, and you've got streams filling the dam with pure water, and you've got one stream now coming with sewage water in there, the water will be pure or impure. Although four streams now is pure water. The fifth stream is sewage. Now I'm looking at Quran, I'm looking at kitabs, I'm reading, I'm listening, I'm doing all of that. But once I close my Quran Sharif, then I'm listening to haram. I'm looking at haram. What happened to my heart? The Quran stays in there. One sheikh came from Palestine one time and told us something very beautiful. In Quran Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِنَّهُ لَكِتَابٌ عَزِيزٌ. Verily this Quran is very honorable. Very honorable kitab. He says, the honorable person, if we have to stop him in the masjid, will he stop you back? What he'll do? He'll walk away. Why is he honoring the Quran Sharif? Ilm al-Din is the same. It doesn't mix. He said, you show disrespect to Quran Sharif or to Kitab, but the Quran will say, I don't need you. If you want me, you must come chasing for me. And we know what happened already time. If I leave my Quran for one day, Quran will leave you for 2 days. If you leave Quran for 2 days, it will leave you for 4 days. And before you know it, what happens? Only it is gone. Like, look, my Quran Sharif. We need Quran till our last breath. At the end, a few incidents of Quran Sharif. Now, when Umrah in Medina Munawwara, Allah Ta'ala take all of us inshallah. So I was reading my Quran Sharif after Fajr. So one youngster came and sat down next to me. This is the India boy, very thin pants, cotton pants, very pink color kurta also, pink color kurta. So he brought one bag of his, excited he sat down, opened his little bag pouch, he took out his yasin. I began that big yasin copy with the big letters there. So I'm reading my Quran. So he opened his yasin and he started reading. So I finished quarter palm. And I see only second page still. Finish half para, he's still reading Yasin. Finish three quarter para, he's still reading Yasin. I finish my whole long para, and he's still finishing his Yasin Sharif. So long to read only Yasin. And Yasin will take us how long to read? 5 minutes? 4 minutes? But half the boy is moving with it. Right? Then I had to ask him, I said, why sir? Yasin takes me so long to read. He says, it takes me very long. So where are you from? He said, I'm from Delhi. He said, how come it takes you so long? And this copy of Yasin, where you got it from? I got it in a certain shop, etc., etc. I like the big copy because I can't read the small copy. Well, then he's 30 years. He said, how come it takes you so long? Simple boy. He says, his words to me was, he said, in school I was very dumb. Kun zehn. Wasn't very sharp. So I couldn't learn to write Urdu, or I couldn't learn to even read Hindi. Only thing I learned in madrasa was Yasin Sharif. The rest of it I couldn't even fathom and understand it. So I only learned Yasin Sharif, and I read it twice and thrice a day, every day. How long it takes him? 20 minutes to read Yasin. But he still reads it every day. Whereas 20 minutes is one para. We finished. That was in Medina Sharif. Then I went to Makkah Sharif. Finish Umrah over there, I had to shave my hair. One youngster came, he said, I'll shave your hair. So I sat down in the barber shop in the chair. So they use the razors. So he opened the razor and he said, Bismillah. Hey, I said, bhai, you're going to make Qurbani with me. He read also Bismillah. And as he started shaving my hair, he started reading Tabarak al-Ladhi bi yadihi al-mulk wa huwa Tabarak al-Ladhi by shaving my hair. This was after Isha. That was amazing. I'm listening to reading Tabarak. I tell the Alim boys who I'm teaching also, how many of us are reading Tabarak every day? We learn the virtues of Tabarak, Waqiya, Alif Lam Mim Sajda, we read every night. We're driving home, or we got Nasheed on, or we got something else on. We don't read any surah today. I learned it, but no amal. This youngster now is a barber in Makkah Mukarrama. Youngster in his 20s. As he's cutting my hair, he read his whole Tabarak. Then I asked him, say, by sir, Abu Hafiz, him? You're a Hafiz? He says, no. He said, how you know Tabarak then? He kept quiet. I said, Tabarak, what is you read? He said, I read my Waqiya, I found him Sajda. I said, how come? He said, at night I can't sleep, I'm missing home. I'm here so many months. So every night before I sleep, I used to put on the recording on the phone. Tabarak, Waqiya, I found him Sajda. Like this, I learned my surahs. So every night when I'm busy here, cutting hair, I read all my surahs first. Now you tell me, who's more pious? Look at that boy. That he's in the barber shop late at night, but his heart telling with his Quran Sharif. And what last incident I'll give you. There was a girl working in a house in Karachi. She was a helper in the house. In Karachi, they call them Masi. So from young, they're 13, 14, they come to work for the more affluent and richer people in the house. And they grew up there, so they got no time to go to Maktab and Madrasa. So this girl writes an article and she says, affluent girl from a wealthy home. So she says now, is pouring outside and I got the latest novel in my hand. Latest novel in my hand. And I got my coffee in the other hand and I just plopped into my bed. Cold day, but exciting book to read. And I got my coffee there also. And this Masi helper, worker in the house, she couldn't leave because it's pouring outside. So she's sitting in one corner of my room, looking outside. Well, she's never worried about her. But she's a helper in the house. So after some time, this Masi, this young girl, turns to me and she says, Ma, can I borrow your Quran Sharif, please? So she says, I feel so guilty, Ya Allah. I'm reading one book here, and she wants Quran Sharif. And she's a helper. So she says, okay. no problem. Then she tells me, can I use your bathroom and read it? Or you make wuzu? So yeah, I can use the bathroom. So this girl says, I went to get my Quran Sharif. When I got my Quran Sharif, I had to wipe off the dust from my Quran. So many months, maybe years, I haven't opened Quran Sharif. So reading all the latest books, latest websites. We're not having no love for Quran. So she says, I came back. This girl came out from the bathroom, full of noor on her face, droplets of water, wuzu was done. So I gave her the Quran. So she took one cushion. She sat by the window. And she opened the Quran. I'm looking at her from the corner of my eye, because I know in my heart, she can't read the Quran. She hasn't been to Maktab or Madrasa. So she's working here. So when she learned to read the Quran Sharif, she goes home late in the afternoon. Nobody is in the teacher. So she said, I'm looking at her, what she's going to do. So she opened the Quran, it was upside down. She said, I just give like a smile. You know? Okay, she can't do it. So she's looking at the Quran for long. She told, she turned it around the right side. Okay, so she knows more or less. Then I see her lips moving. She's reading something. Then she put a finger there. And she's moving the finger. So this girl says, I was now forced to ask her, can you read Quran? So she says, I got my novel in one hand, and I got my coffee in one hand. And I'm going through my emotions right now. This girl, poor girl, can't be better than me. That's how we feel, isn't it? But I'm richer, so I should be knowing more than the work of Malawi boy at home. But imagine your Malawi boy washing the car, and he's reading 2-3 paras. How you feel? Hey, this guy knows Quran like that. Even I know this much of Quran Sharif. But he's a hafiz of Quran. He loves Quran Sharif. He's listening Quran in his ears all the whole day. But I got my pods on, I'm missing the music. And he's listening to Quran Sharif. Masjid Milal in Durban, we got the workers there. Right? They're vacuuming the masjid the whole morning. Sometimes when you call them, they can't hear you. Then I realize this guy got his pods on. And he's reading Quran loudly. So he can't hear me. And plus the vacuum is loud also. But we finish our youth class now, Saturday morning, all the boys are Ferra ya Ferro. That's Ferra ya Ferro. Get into your Ferrari and race home. So he's rushing home. So this girl, then she asked her, Quran para Satyo, will you read Quran? The girl just choked. Not only choked, she began to cry. So she just choked. She stopped. So she asked again, can you read Quran? So she nodded her head. Then he was like, I can't read Quran Sharif. Kya karti ho phir? What are you doing then? So she kept quiet. I'm asking you, what are you doing? So she says, every day I leave work at a certain time and I go home. For 1 hour I sit down every day and I take out my Quran Sharif. And I put my finger on every line, on every letter. For example, Lantanalu Girl. So I take my finger and I trace every letter. Lam, the Noon, the Ta, the Noon, the Alif. I can't read it, but I can trace it. And I make dua, Ya Allah, one day you'll make me read Quran. And this has spent 1 hour reading it. The girl says, like a thunderbolt hit my heart. Ya Allah. If I want, I can open my phone, get a tutor online. Teach me Quran Sharif. This girl is a lover of Quran. Allah Ta'ala give us the love of Quran. And I love my Quran Sharif. And I don't believe it. And not only the Quran, the character of Quran Sharif. We all will try, inshallah. And we do it with the Quran for every day. And our last breath also is with Quran Sharif, inshallah. Have the character of Quran. Have the character of the Quran. Don't become a character. Don't have the character of Quran Sharif, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala accept you. Mm-hmm. Take care. Mm-hmm. Take care. Mm-hmm. And now, one last thing. You know, you come out with the Quran, with the love of the Quran, and what are you going to do after that? Simply. What are you going to do? You read the Quran, practice the Quran and then, read the Quran and then, we're going to take the Quran to the four corners of the world. We're going to take Quran, give our comments in the path of Allah,
팀 권한님들이 영원 나머지 고사 앞에서 권한 이것이 러시아는 이해해주고 이것이 러시아는 이해해주고 주님이 엘라는 아프 이샤드 이것이 권한 되라고 이걸 어떨 수 있는 것은 권한 이제 아프 이샤드 2000 people came 이제 close my eyes and I read the Quran to me 너무 권한 되라고 when I open my eyes and see 2000 people were crying 이제 this is the Quran to me So this Quran that Allah Ta'ala has given us, Allah will take it throughout the world, inshallah. You're making attention, inshallah. How to do that, ask your ustaz. I said, I will take my Quran, then we call on the world. Allah will give you Izzat, inshallah.